From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, with early voting for the local elections just a day away, the ruling Democratic Party steps up efforts to win over undecided voters, while the main opposition People Power Party hosts rallies in battleground regions. Former President Yoon Sang-yeol is acquitted of perjury in connection with his testimony during former Prime Minister Han Duck-soo's insurrection trial. And South Korea's central bank keeps its benchmark rate unchanged for almost a year amid lingering uncertainty in the Middle East. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. With early voting for the local elections just a day away, the ruling Democratic Party is stepping up efforts to win over undecided voters by taking a stand for safety. On Thursday, the party held a safety forum while the main opposition, People Power Party, staged rallies in battleground regions such as South Chungcheong Province, Daegu, and Gangwon Province, part of a push for a late-stage reversal as the June 3rd election campaign intensifies. Early voting will take place on Friday and Saturday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at polling stations across the country. Eileen Cahill has more.
With voters set to go to the polls on June 3rd, and with early voting to start Friday, the Democratic Party highlighted public safety as a major campaign issue in the aftermath of Tuesday's deadly accident in Seoul. The party held a forum at the National Assembly on Thursday, inviting experts in construction and safety issues to shed light on the collapse of the Seosomun overpass and the missing reinforcement bars at a GTX railway construction site in southern Seoul. DP Chair Jung Chung-rae called for a thorough investigation and measures to prevent such disasters from happening ever again. Later in the day, Jung met voters in Seoul's so-called Han River Belt, which includes Gangdong and Mapo districts. DP floor leader Han Byung-do visited Daegu to support the party's mayoral candidate Kim Buk-yeom. The People Power Party, for its part, urged voters to approach the election as a referendum and cast judgment on the Lee Jae-myung administration. Party officials said support among conservative voters is spreading nationwide and that the number of competitive races is increasing. PPP Chairman Jang Dong-hyuk resumed campaigning Thursday after suspending his activities following Tuesday's disaster, canvassing in Nonsan, South Chungcheong Province. He also met with students at Chungnam National University in Daejeon. PPP floor leader Song Eun-seok stumped in Daegu, while former President Park Geun-hye campaigned in support of the party's candidates in Wonju, Gangwon Province. Meanwhile, Seoul's mayoral candidates are set to take part in what is likely to be the first and last televised debate at 11 p.m. Thursday. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
Former President Yoon Sang-yeol has been acquitted of perjury in connection with his testimony during former Prime Minister Han Duck-soo's insurrection trial last year. On Thursday, the Seoul Central District Court found Yoon not guilty and dismissed a request for indemnification. The court said it would be difficult to conclude that Yoon gave false testimony when he said he had already planned to convene a cabinet meeting that met the quorum prior to declaring martial law on December 3, 2024, before Han suggested it. Citing Yoon's directive to a presidential aide to call six additional cabinet members after the initial session, and the fact that Yoon explained his martial law plans during the second session, the court said the former president had likely planned to hold the cabinet meeting. A special counsel team had sought a two-year sentence for Yoon in the perjury case. South Korea's central bank has kept its benchmark rate unchanged for almost a year amid lingering uncertainty in the Middle East. On Thursday, the Bank of Korea's Monetary Policy Board held the key rate steady at 2.5% at its rate-setting meeting in Seoul. It was the first monetary policy meeting chaired by BOK Governor Shin Hyun-sung, who took office last month. Baek Ju-yeon has more.
Since July of last year, the central bank has kept the benchmark lending rate at 2.5%. After announcing the decision to hold the base rate steady for an eighth consecutive session on Thursday, the newly appointed Bank of Korea Governor Shin Hyun-sung told reporters it will be necessary to raise the rate at an appropriate time.
With inflation projected to exceed the target level for a considerable period, growth is also expected to continue its robust improvement. From the financial stability point of view, considering the continued need to monitor risks such as exchange rate volatility, housing prices in the metropolitan area, and household debt, as just mentioned, it is deemed necessary to raise the base interest rate at an appropriate time in the future.
The central bank raised its growth forecast for South Korea by 0.6 percentage point to 2.6% for this year amid the global semiconductor boom, while revising up its inflation outlook from 2.2% to 2.7%, citing higher crude prices. The central bank chief said that given inflationary pressure, the growth forecast, exchange rates, and real estate prices, the path toward a rate hike is relatively clear. His remarks have led some financial analysts to expect the first rate hike in 3.5 years in mid-July and possibly another one in August. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
Plans have been finalized for the repair of the South Korean operated cargo ship, the HMM Namu, which was struck in the Strait of Hormuz on May 4th amid the U.S.-Iran conflict. According to industry observers on Thursday, the ship's operator, HMM, has finalized plans to repair the ship at Dry Docks World Dubai, which is the largest ship repair yard in the Middle East. Repair work is set to take more than 2 months, while costs have yet to be calculated. With the ship set to undergo repairs, one of the 6 South Korean crew members and 2 of the 18 foreign sailors disembarked and were relieved by other staffers. Industry observers believe that the Namu is highly likely to be covered under its war insurance given that the South Korean government has concluded that Iranian missiles were involved in the attack against the ship. A local court has decided not to issue a pretrial detention warrant for Dong Guangping, a Chinese dissident who was found adrift in a small rubber boat off the coast of Tae'an County this week. The Daejeon District Court's Seosan branch on Thursday denied the warrant to detain Dong, who was apprehended for allegedly violating South Korean immigration laws. In issuing its decision, the court said it is difficult to see any grounds or any need to detain Dong, adding that he is not a flight risk and is unlikely to destroy evidence. Tae'an County's Coast Guard officials are said to be discussing temporary accommodations for Dong, including shelters for foreigners. Dong, a former police officer who was imprisoned in China for his activism, was found drifting in a 3.3-meter-long rubber boat equipped with a 10-horsepower engine just after 9:30 p.m. Monday night. Global average temperatures are likely to hit or near record levels in the next 5 years, and most likely next year. According to a global annual to decadal update by the World Meteorological Organization released on Thursday, the average global surface temperature from 2026 to 2030 is expected to be 1.3 to 1.9 degrees Celsius higher than the pre-industrial average from 1850 to 1900. The report examines observed climate approximately 1.2 to 2 meters above the surface over the past 5 years and provides regional predictions for temperatures and precipitation over the next 5. The report stated an 86% probability that at least 1 year between 2026 and 2030 will surpass 2024, the warmest year on record. In 2024, the global surface temperature exceeded the pre-industrial level by 1.55 degrees, marking the first time that Paris Agreement's 1.5 degree threshold was breached. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.